This monumental sculpture, 8.5 feet high, jutting diagonally into the corner of the room, is a terrifying balancing act between two huge rectangular black matte steel plates. A horizontal, balancing defiantly at one end, the end nearest us, along the knife-edge top of a vertical, as if they're merely two playing cards in a house of cards. Viewed facing into the corner, the edges of the plates make a T-shape. The upright of the T, formed by one of the long edges of the vertical plate as it projects away from us on the diagonal. And viewed from either side, the whole thing is a bit like an upside-down L, like a diving board. The horizontal plate has no other means of support except where each of its two far corners just touches each of the two walls of the room corner. All that's stopping it from falling is its sheer weight. This sense of unimaginable heaviness, poised to come crashing down at any moment, creates enormous tension. Entitled Trip Hammer, after a type of industrial hammer levered up to fall under gravity, this work was made in 1988 by the minimalist sculptor Richard Serra. To fund his studies, Serra worked in the steel mills of the San Francisco Bay Area, and it was there that he acquired his affinity with steel alloys. The blank and impenetrable surfaces of the two plates here have rust-coloured patches and scrapes. This oxidisation, rusting, process is an integral part of the work, and it's a key feature of many of Serra's outside installations. These constructions are often on a vast scale, inspired by the vast empty spaces of the West Coast and the ocean, and they're always built for a specific location, inseparable from it. Serra is quoted as saying, "To remove the work is to destroy it." Some have attracted controversy because of their aggressive positioning or brutal appearance, and some have even been dismantled as a result. Although Serra's installations tend to dwarf the human body, his interest is in the ongoing dialogue between the body, the surroundings, and the work as we move around it. You may be interested to know there's a Serra sculpture we can touch outside Liverpool Street Station, the 55-foot freestanding fulcrum.